Welcome, dear listeners, to another spine-chilling episode of Our Scary Stories. I'm your guide into the unknown, where shadows whisper and the unseen lurks in every corner. Tonight, we delve into a tale that blurs the line between reality and nightmare. So dim the lights, settle in, and prepare to embark on a journey where the ordinary turns extraordinary, and every creak may be more than just the house settling. Are you ready to face the fears hidden within the Feast of the Dead? The crisp November air nipped playfully at James as he shuffled into the grand dining room, a cavernous space that still felt unfamiliar despite being their new family home. A long, oak table was a landscape of steaming dishes, golden brown turkey, and vibrant vegetables. The scent of sage and roasted pumpkin wafted through the air, mingling with the undercurrent of warm cinnamon from the freshly baked pies resting on the sideboard. James, 15 and caught in the throes of teenage angst, slumped into his chair, his gaze drifting over the faces of his family. His parents, engrossed in a lively discussion with his aunts and uncles, laughed heartily, their voices echoing off the high ceilings. His younger siblings, Lily and Max, bickered quietly over who would get the drumstick, their childish squabbles a familiar soundtrack. As the clink of cutlery and hum of conversation filled the room, James' thoughts meandered. He remembered the stories he had overheard about their new neighborhood, whispers of its dark past that had become a favorite topic among his friends. It was said to be the hunting ground of a notorious serial killer decades ago, a shadowy figure who had vanished as mysteriously as he had appeared, leaving behind a trail of unsolved mysteries. The house, with its creaking floorboards and drafty hallways, seemed to hold secrets in its very walls. James imagined the floors beneath them, the dark, unseen spaces where the earth hugged the foundations. Could there be truths buried there, secrets long forgotten? His uncle Robert, a robust man with a booming laugh, raised his glass to family, togetherness, and new beginnings in this beautiful home. As the family echoed his toast, James' eyes wandered to the window. The barren branches of the old oak tree in the yard swayed in the wind, casting gnarled shadows that danced across the lawn. In his mind's eye, he saw figures, ethereal and ghostly, moving beneath the tree, their forms blurred and distorted. A cold shiver ran down his spine, a stark contrast to the warmth of the room. He wrapped his arms around himself, feeling an unexplainable sense of dread creeping over him. The laughter and chatter of his family seemed distant now, as if muffled by an invisible barrier. Lily's voice broke through his reverie. "James, could you pass the cranberry sauce?" He blinked, the phantoms in his mind dissipating like mist. "Sure, Lily," he muttered, reaching for the crystal bowl. As he passed the dish, his hand brushed against the table's centerpiece, a rustic arrangement of autumn leaves and berries. The leaves rustled softly, a sound that, to James, seemed like a whisper. A whisper from the house itself, or perhaps from something that lay hidden beneath it. The meal continued, the family lost in a sea of laughter and storytelling. But James remained adrift in his own thoughts, his imagination painting a macabre picture of the home's history. The walls, adorned with cheerful family photos, now seemed to watch over them, silent guardians of a past that refused to be forgotten. As he looked around the room, the faces of his family blurred into a tableau of normalcy that felt strangely surreal. He couldn't shake the feeling that beneath the veneer of this festive gathering, something sinister lurked, waiting in the shadows. The clinking of cutlery, the murmur of voices, the warmth of the room, all of it felt like a thin veil, one that could be torn away at any moment to reveal the true nature of their new home. The Feast of the Dead, he thought, a fitting name for the twisted daydream that had taken root in his mind. The dining room, awash in the golden glow of the chandelier, hummed with the contented murmurs of James' family, still engrossed in their Thanksgiving feast. Yet, beneath the harmonious veneer, James felt a disquieting undercurrent. His thoughts, anchored in the house's grim past, seemed to resonate with the very foundations of their home. As he picked at his food, a faint, almost imperceptible moan seemed to rise from the depths of the house, a sound so soft it was almost lost in the shuffle of feet and the rustle of napkins. James froze, his fork halfway to his mouth, straining his ears. There it was again, a low, drawn-out wail that seemed to seep through the floorboards. He glanced around the table, but his family remained cheerfully unaware, their laughter and chatter undiminished. His mother, Rebecca, was recounting a humorous incident at work, while his father, Michael, listened with a smile, occasionally glancing at his wife with affectionate eyes. The moans grew more distinct to James, weaving through the layers of everyday sounds, sending a chill down his spine. His imagination, fueled by the sinister stories of the area, took flight. He pictured the previous owner of the house, a figure shrouded in mystery and malice. In his mind's eye, this figure moved through the same rooms they now occupied, harboring dark secrets beneath a veneer of normalcy. James visualized the killer, a shadow moving silently through the house, his actions hidden under the cover of night. He imagined the hidden graves, the final resting places of unsuspecting victims, now disturbed by their new presence. The clatter of a dropped spoon brought James back to the present, his heart pounding in his chest. His sister, Lily, giggled nervously, apologizing as she retrieved the spoon from the floor. James watched her, her innocence, and the normality of the moment starkly contrasting with the dark narrative unfolding in his mind. As the dinner progressed, the whispers seemed to grow louder in James' ears. He imagined the voices of the buried, their words intertwining with the moans, a chorus of the forgotten calling out to him from beneath the ground. The very air around him felt heavy, as if laden with their untold stories. James looked down at his plate, his appetite gone. The turkey and stuffing, once so inviting, now seemed grotesque, a macabre feast on this night of hidden horrors. He pushed his plate away, a sense of unease growing within him, wrapping around his thoughts like a cold, insidious fog. The conversation around him blurred into a distant hum, the faces of his family like actors in a play he could no longer follow. The walls of the dining room, adorned with festive decorations, seemed to close in on him, whispering secrets of a past steeped in shadow and blood. As the whispers from below grew louder in his imagination, James felt a profound sense of isolation. Surrounded by his family, he was alone with the knowledge of what lay beneath, a solitary guardian against the echoes of a sinister history that refused to be silenced. In the dimming light of the dining room, as the shadows grew longer, and the flickering candles cast ghostly shapes upon the walls, James' imagination spiraled deeper into the abyss of terror. The mundane chatter of the Thanksgiving dinner, a monotonous drone to his ears, seemed to awaken something sinister beneath the house. His mind's eye painted a vivid picture. The undead, long resting in their unhallowed graves beneath the floorboards, began to stir. He imagined them lying in the dark, cold earth, their hands clawed and their eyes void of life. With every laugh, every clink of cutlery, they twitched and writhed, as if the sounds of the living were a call to rise. James felt a subtle vibration beneath his feet, a gentle trembling that might have been dismissed as a passing truck on a distant road. But in his heightened state of dread, it felt like the very ground itself was shifting, responding to the movement of the restless dead below. He pictured the skeletal hands pushing through the soil, fingers bone white and grasping, reaching out towards the warmth and light of the living world. The thought sent a shiver coursing through his body, his skin prickling with goosebumps. His father's voice, robust and cheerful, broke through his reverie. "How's the new school treating you, James? Making any friends?" But James barely heard the words, his mind consumed by the horror he was conjuring. He envisioned the undead breaking through their earthen prison, their movements slow and deliberate. The image of decaying faces, their eyes hollow and unseeing, filled his mind. They were coming, drawn by the noise and light, hungry for the life they had been denied. The laughter and conversation at the table grew distant as James' vision became more acute. He could almost hear the soft thud of displaced earth, the rustle of leaves as the undead made their way towards the surface. The air in the room grew heavy, the festive atmosphere now a thin veil over an underlying sense of terror. In his mind, he heard the faintest sound, like the whisper of fabric against fabric, the rustling of decayed clothing on withered bodies. It seemed so real that he found himself glancing beneath the table, half expecting to see a ghastly figure emerging. James gripped the edge of the table, his knuckles turning white. He was trapped in his own creation, a world where the dead were clawing their way back to the realm of the living. The flicker of candlelight, the scent of roasted turkey, the sound of his family's laughter, all of it was overshadowed by the nightmare he had conjured. As the imagined undead drew nearer, James felt a sense of impending doom. He was caught in the grip of his own terror, a prisoner of the dark fantasy that had taken root in his mind. Then, with a thunderous crash, James snapped his head up from his dinner plate to see what happened. The front door of the house, a solid barrier against the night, burst open with a violent force, and poured the undead, their forms grotesque parodies of humanity, their movements jerky and unnatural. James couldn't believe it. This was really happening. The family, caught off guard in the midst of their Thanksgiving feast, reacted with screams and confusion. James' mother, Rebecca, let out a piercing scream, her face a mask of terror. His father, Michael, stood abruptly, knocking his chair back with a loud crash. James, propelled by adrenaline and the fierce instinct to protect, sprang into action. To the kitchen. He yelled, his voice cutting through the pandemonium. We can barricade ourselves in there. The undead, their limbs twisted and their flesh decayed, advanced with a relentless hunger. Aunt Clara, paralyzed by fear, was the first to fall victim to their ravenous jaws, her screams abruptly silenced. The sight of it, so graphic that it filled James with both horror and a deep, burning anger. Move now, James shouted, grabbing Lily's hand and pulling her towards the kitchen. His father, Michael, and Uncle Robert followed, ushering the rest of the family to safety. The kitchen door slammed shut behind them, the sound echoing in the small space. James' heart pounded in his chest, the fear and shock reflected in the wide eyes of his family. The kitchen, with its gleaming countertops and the lingering aroma of baked desserts, felt surreal in the face of the nightmare unfolding just beyond its walls. His father, his face pale, moved furniture against the door, his movements methodical and determined. We need weapons, he muttered, scanning the room. James, his mind racing, grabbed a large carving knife from the counter. Here, Dad, he said, passing it to his father. His own hands trembled as he took another knife for himself. Outside the kitchen, the sounds of the undead filled the house, a chorus of moans and shuffling feet. The walls, once comforting, now felt like the barriers of a tomb, closing in on them with each passing second. Lily, tears streaming down her face, clung to James. What's happening, James? Why is this happening? Her voice was a small, frightened whisper. James wrapped his arm around her, his own fear mingled with the fierce desire to keep her safe. I don't know, Lily, but I'll protect you, he said, his voice firm despite the quiver of fear. The family huddled together, their faces etched with fear and disbelief. James looked at each of them, his mind whirling with plans and possibilities. He had to keep them safe, to find a way out of this nightmare. The undead banged against the door, their relentless pursuit a stark reminder of the danger just inches away. James tightened his grip on the knife, his resolve hardening. He was no longer just a bored teenager at a family dinner. He was their protector, their last line of defense against the unimaginable horror that had invaded their home. In James' vivid daydream, the kitchen, once a sanctuary of familial warmth, became a stifling cage. With each thud against the barricaded door, the terror inside the small room grew. James, his eyes darting between his family members and the trembling door, knew they couldn't stay hidden forever. We need to get out of here, he whispered, his voice a mix of determination and fear. He led the way to the kitchen's back door, his family trailing behind him, their steps hesitant yet urgent. The moment they stepped into the hallway, the house revealed its transformed self, a labyrinth of shadows and dread, every corner concealing unimaginable horrors. The undead, in various grotesque states of decay, roamed the once familiar corridors. Their moans, a haunting symphony of despair, echoed off the walls. James' heart raced as he navigated the maze-like house, every turn a potential trap, every closed door a barrier between them and survival. In the dim light, his younger brother Max slipped away from the group, lured by a fleeting hope of finding a safe hiding spot. Max, James called out, panic lacing his voice. But the boy was gone, swallowed by the shadowy recesses of the house. The remaining family members pressed on, each step heavy with the weight of their collective fear. The living room, once a haven for family gatherings, now loomed like a chamber of horrors. Zombies staggered between the overturned furniture, their grotesque forms a stark contrast to the framed family photos on the walls. James' grip tightened on his makeshift weapon as they skirted around the edge of the room. His father, Michael, stayed close, his eyes scanning for any sign of Max. Rebecca, her face etched with worry, clutched Lily tightly, whispering words of comfort that failed to mask her own fear. The upstairs hallway presented a new level of terror. Doors flew open, revealing more of the undead, their arms reaching, fingers grasping. James led his family in a desperate sprint, dodging and weaving through the onslaught. As they reached James' bedroom, he ushered his family inside, slamming the door shut behind them. The room, a place of solitude and escape in his normal life, now felt like a cell. Outside, the moans and shuffles of the undead grew louder, a relentless reminder of the nightmare they were trapped in. James looked at his family, their faces illuminated by the faint glow of his desk lamp. The responsibility he felt was overwhelming, a burden that weighed heavily on his young shoulders. He had to protect them, to find a way out of this house of horrors. But as he gazed into the frightened eyes of his mother and sister, and saw the grim determination in his father's face, he realized they were all fighting this battle together. The house creaked and groaned around them, as if it too were a living entity, ensnaring them in its ghastly embrace. For James, the home they had once celebrated as a new beginning had become a terrifying maze, each room a chapter of horror, each hallway a path of despair. And in the midst of it all, James stood, a young boy thrust into an unimaginable role, fighting to keep his family safe against an onslaught of the living dead. James' heart raced as he led his family through the darkened corridors of their home, now a twisted maze of terror. His knowledge of horror stories, once a mere hobby, had become their lifeline, guiding them through the nightmare. Each creak of the floorboard, each moan from the shadows, heightened the sense of dread that clung to them like a shroud. James had become the hero of his own horror tale, his familiarity with the genre empowering him. He remembered scenes from movies and books, using them to anticipate the undead's movements, to find the best paths through the house. They found themselves in the attic, a place of forgotten memories and dusty relics. The space, cramped and cluttered, offered a momentary refuge. His father, Michael, and his mother, Rebecca, leaned against an old trunk, their breaths coming in short, ragged gasps. Lily clung to James, her eyes wide with fear. The attic window provided a view of their once peaceful neighborhood, now shrouded in darkness and silence. It seemed as if their house was the epicenter of this unimaginable horror, the rest of the world blissfully unaware of the nightmare unfolding within. James' thoughts turned to Max, alone and scared somewhere in the house. The responsibility weighed heavily on him. He had to find his brother to bring him back to the safety of their family. As they ventured back into the house, the undead seemed to multiply, their numbers growing with each passing moment. The family moved as one, a unit bound by fear and the will to survive. James led the way, his makeshift weapon at the ready, his eyes scanning for any sign of Max. A living room, once a place of joy and laughter, was now a battleground. The undead swarmed, their movements jerky and relentless. James felt a surge of adrenaline as he fought, his actions fueled by desperation and love. His parents fought alongside him, their movements fueled by the primal need to protect their family. The clash was frenetic and brutal, the family's fear and determination clashing against the unyielding hunger of the undead. James swung his weapon with a force he didn't know he possessed, each strike a defiance against the nightmare that had invaded their home. Amidst the chaos, James caught a glimpse of Max, huddled in a corner, his eyes wide with terror. A surge of relief and renewed purpose shot through James. He fought his way to his brother, his parents covering him, their family bond a tangible force in the midst of the horror. They regrouped, back to back, the family united in their desperate struggle for survival. The undead pressed in, their numbers seemingly endless, their moans a chilling chorus that filled the air. In that moment, the house felt like a besieged fortress, the family's unity their only defense against the unrelenting siege of the undead. James, with the strength born of fear and love, stood with his family, ready to do whatever it took to survive the night. The air in the house was thick with tension and the stench of decay as the undead, relentless in their pursuit, swarmed around James and his family. The walls that once provided shelter and warmth now echoed with the guttural groans of the living dead, a macabre symphony that filled every corner of their once peaceful home. James stood at the forefront, his makeshift weapon clutched tightly in his trembling hands. Beside him, his father, Michael, wielded a fireplace poker with grim determination. His mother, Rebecca, had armed herself with a heavy frying pan, her face set in a mask of resolve. Lily and Max huddled behind them, their eyes wide with terror. The horde pressed in, their grotesque forms a nightmarish wave of decay and hunger. The living room, a battlefield strewn with overturned furniture and shattered remnants of their life, bore witness to the family's desperate struggle for survival. With each passing moment, the undead drew closer, their gnarled hands reaching, their maws gaping. The family fought back with a ferocity born of desperation, each blow a testament to their will to live. James moved with a surprising agility, his actions guided by the countless horror stories that had captivated him for years. He struck at the reaching hands, dodged gnashing teeth, his heart pounding in his chest. Every move he made was driven by the singular goal of protecting his family. The onslaught seemed never-ending, the undead undeterred by injury, their numbers overwhelming. The family was pushed back, cornered against the cold walls of their home. It seemed as though they were on the brink of defeat, the final stand against an unstoppable force. In that moment of sheer terror and hopelessness, James felt a surge of adrenaline. He shouted words of encouragement to his family, his voice cutting through the chaos. "We can do this. Stay together." They rallied around his call, their strikes more coordinated, their defense more solid. Rebecca swung her frying pan with a newfound strength. Michael jabbed with precision, and even Lily and Max found the courage to fight back, using whatever they could find as weapons. The battle raged on, the family's resilience tested at every turn. James fought with a determination he never knew he possessed, his every thought focused on keeping his family safe. The climax of their struggle was a whirlwind of action and fear. The family pushed to their limits, their survival hanging by a thread. In the heart of the chaos, James stood as a beacon of courage, his love for his family fueling his every move. The house, a once happy sanctuary, had become the stage for their final stand, a test of their strength and unity in the face of unimaginable horror. In the midst of the crescendo of terror and desperation, with the undead closing in and his family's backs against the wall, James felt an abrupt jolt back to reality. The nightmare scene, fraught with fear and chaos, dissolved as his father's voice cut through the imagined horror. "James, can you pass the stuffing?" Blinking rapidly, James looked around, disoriented. The dining room, warm and filled with the soft glow of candlelight, was as it had been before his mind had spiraled into the macabre fantasy. His family sat around the table, engrossed in light-hearted conversation and laughter, completely oblivious to the harrowing ordeal that had unfolded in his imagination. He saw his mother, Rebecca, smiling as she recounted a story to his aunt, her eyes twinkling with mirth. His father, Michael, sat at the head of the table, his expression content and relaxed. Lily and Max were playfully arguing over a piece of pie, their earlier bickering forgotten. Even Aunt Clara, who had met a gruesome fate in his daydream, was cheerfully chatting with Uncle Robert. The surreal shift from the terror-filled fantasy back to the tranquil reality of the family dinner left James momentarily stunned. The contrast was stark. Here, in the real world, there was no menace, no unrelenting siege, just the comforting banality of a family gathering. As he reached for the bowl of stuffing, a small smile played on his lips. The terror he had conjured in his mind had felt so real, so vivid, yet here he was, safe and sound with his family. The stuffing, warm and aromatic, passed from his hands to his father's, grounding him back in the moment. His heart still racing from the remnants of adrenaline, James took a moment to appreciate the normalcy around him. The familiar chatter, the laughter, the clinking of cutlery against plates, it was all so mundane, yet so reassuringly safe. He glanced around the table once more, his family's faces alight with joy and the warmth of togetherness. The stark difference between his imagined horror and the reality of his loving family was not lost on him. It was in this moment of clarity that James realized the power of his own imagination, the ability to escape into a world of his own making, however terrifying it might be. As the dinner continued, James found himself drifting into another daydream, his creative mind already weaving a new narrative. This time, however, the smile on his face was one of anticipation and excitement, a young storyteller ready to explore another fantastical adventure in the safety of his own imagination. The Feast of the Dead, his own macabre creation, was just the beginning of his journeys into the realms of fantasy. The echoes of our tale have faded, and we emerge, perhaps a bit shaken, from the gripping saga of the Feast of the Dead. Thank you for joining us in this macabre journey at Our Scary Stories. Remember, when the line between reality and imagination blurs, what terrifies us most might just be lurking in our own minds. Until next time, keep listening, if you dare, and who knows what stories the shadows might hold for you. This is Our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.